Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome everyone, it's Sunday afternoon and here is the Moving Up show. Who have we got here with us today?
Hi, my name's Alicia and I'm going to teach you how to make top yoyo pizza.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Josh, what are you doing today?
I'm going to be talking about my interesting facts.
Great. Christina?
I'm going to tell you about what you wanted to listen.
Phoenix?
I'm listening to Harry's football predictions and we have got Claire in here as well.
Oh, yes. And don't forget me.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing Hannah's film review this week. Sherry's here, but actually it's poor Sherry. She's not feeling so good, so she's quiet. But we'll get on with the show.
Hi, my name's Alicia, and my recipe today is mini top yoyo pizza. First, wipe the work surface, wash your hands and put an apron on. Heat the oven to 240°C. Pizza based ingredients: 300 grams of strong white bread flour, 1 tablespoon of dry yeast, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Put the flour into a large bowl and little salt, yeast, sugar and 190 millimeters of water. Mix together and yield it for 5 to 10 minutes until smooth and elastic. Leave to rise. Pizza sauce ingredients: 150 grams of tomato puree, basil leaves picked and firmly chopped, 1 teaspoon of mixed herbs. Pour the tomato puree into the saucepan and the basil and mixed herbs season and bring it to boil over a low heat. Simmer for 5 minutes and then set aside to cool. Toppings: choose your own pizza flavor, cheese, olives, peppers and salami. Divide the dough into 6 quarter parts of the roll out thinly. Leave to rise over the pizza sauce and put on your favourite topping and bake into the oven for 12 minutes.
I'm Hannah Barker and this is my film review. I'm talking about the Captain Phillips. Have you ever seen the film, Claire?
Well, do you know what, Hannah? You've actually picked a film this week that I've seen.
Well done!
Actually seen
At last!
At last!
Did you enjoy the film?
I did enjoy it. It was really exciting.
Yeah, I really liked it based on the real film.
Based on a real story?
Based on a real story.
That's right. Yes.
I didn't know what year it happened.
No, what year did it happen?
2009. Then I was kidnapped by Sir Marley and Pirates, and I would be terrified.
Yes, he
would.
I certainly would be terrified, but the main character stayed remarkably calm.
He is a well-known actor. Tom Hanks, his name is.
Yes, very well-known actor.
Yes, very, very well-known. And he won a lot of Oscars in his time.
Josh, I'm on location at the Living Room in Newport. The Living Room is a Christian community cafe run by Revive. I've been volunteer for 2 years. I'm speaking with Charlie, who is the manager of the Living Room, and Pete, who is the manager of Revive. How did Revive start?
Okay, so a group of us realised that as Christians we ought to be doing something to help people in the community, and we believe that what better to do that as churches together. And so we got groups of people together and ended up doing an event called Part Life, a big family fun festival. And from then a whole bunch of other activities emerged. And so here we are 12 years later, still going out into the community as churches to care for it, look after it, do nice things.
When did the living room start and how did it start?
So the living room opened for the first time in July 2014. The building became empty. It used to be a Christian bookshop and the building became empty, and the church next door, who owned the building, wanted to know what to do with it, so they put it out to the congregation. And Pete, I believe, went away to Wales for a weekend and prayed, and he was given a vision to open a community cafe and a Christian bookshop. So he went to work, went round and visited every cafe in England practically, and got good ideas, and he had the design and the colours in his head, and he put that together. He then hired myself, and I got the equipment and the team of volunteers together, got them all trained, and yeah, we've been trading for 3.5 years now and getting stronger and stronger, so it's really good.
What other activities do Revive offer?
So at the moment, as I said, we do Part Life, which is a family fun festival that we do annually, get about 3,000 people from the community to that. We do something called Needs and Seeds. We do gardening, painting and house clearing for people in need. Sometimes we get referrals from the council, some people come into Food Bank, which is something else that we do in Newport at a church in the roundabout, and, or they come into the living room and we assess the situation and go and help them there. We run Newport Youth Cafe, which we have taken over from the council, a youth cafe 2 nights a week. We've had about 100 kids through the door in the last year, just kind of listening to them, giving them a place to escape their problems or to talk about their problems. We do detached youth work, so we go around Newport bus station 3 times a month, just chatting to young people and engaging with them. And we go into Casbrook High School to give away free hot chocolate a few times a year. And
forever growing, really. Yeah,
forever growing and looking for new opportunities and new ways to kind of just make a difference to people in the community. Life is hard for most of us, I think, and so if some people, if we as a community can do nice things, acts of kindness for people, I think that will make a difference.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
I'm Christina, and I'm going to be talking about bosk monitor lizards.
How long do they live for, Christina?
So they live up to 12 years with good care.
That's quite a long time, isn't it? And what
yes,
do you have
it is.
What do you have to feed them?
They eat young mice, crickets, earthworms and peppers.
That's a funny combination. So you would need to feed them, you'd have to be prepared to feed them live crickets. I feel a bit squeamish about that, but I suppose
it can be quite hard to do, but you kind of have to get used to it a bit.
Okay, I don't think I would, but some people will, I know, yes.
Where do they live, Christina, and what equipment would you need to look after them?
Okay, so they'll need a UV lamp and a large food and water bowl. They need to have a warm end of their enclosure, about 110 degrees, and a cool end, about 95 to 100 degrees, because they like to bask in the wild in the sun.
Oh, okay, so they like to lie in the... So they like a sunbathe, basically, but then they need somewhere a little bit cooler to go as well.
Yeah. Yes.
And where do they live when they're in the wild, then? Where do they come from?
They come from central and southern Africa.
Oh, okay. So how do they get here? On a plane? Who knows?
A jet ski.
A jet ski, yeah. I think so, definitely.
Hi, my name's Harry, and this is my football predictions for this week.
So, Harry, what was the result of last week's prediction?
It was 4-3 to Liverpool.
But you predicted?
3-1 to Man City. I can't say I'm disappointed, because I'm happy to see Man City lose.
Mm-hmm. But how many weeks have you got your football prediction right so far, Harry?
One.
Okay, right. And I'm just saying.
Twice wrong, so.
Let's make it a good one for this week, but we'll hear about that later. Are there any important matches coming up this week, Harry?
My key match for this week would be Arsenal versus Crystal Palace. It was the only one that stuck out to me.
Okay.
Because Arsenal always has problems with these kind of middle table clubs like Crystal Palace.
Right, okay.
Harry, who's your star player?
My star player for this week would have to be Oxlade-Chamberlain for Liverpool.
He picked up a goal and assist against Man City, and that's very impressive because they have been a proper team this season.
Great. Okay, we'll look out for him. And tell me, what's your prediction for next week?
Arsenal 2, Crystal Palace 1.
Right, so we'll keep a lookout for that. Any other things going on within the league?
Well, Man City is still top, but obviously they dropped points, so that's good for Man United. I don't think that United will catch them, but there's always hope.
Right, okay. Right, Saturday I'm going to be watching Arsenal Crystal Palace, and we'll see if you can get your prediction right this week.
Wow, that was another busy show from the Moving Up team. We're such a productive gang here. Hannah, what was your highlight?
Heavy football predictions.
Josh, did you have a favourite bit?
I enjoyed Alicia's pizza recipe.
Yeah, that sounded delicious. Harry, what about you?
Christina's lizards.
Yeah, always good to know about a lizard, I think. Always useful to know. Yeah, Sherry, I hope you're feeling better. Just a little shout out to our poor colleague, Sherry. Hope you feel better soon, Sherry. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.